In a world so fast-paced, physicians are seeing massive increases in changes crippling our young generation. These tormenting symptoms range from moderate to near paralytic, claims a new study taken. Key statistics show patients suffering with adult I'm gonna complex.
You always complain about your skinny legs, but have you started at the gym?
Yeah, I'm gonna do it soon, I promise.
Studies show increases from up 200% and have been heavily affecting young people from the age range of 17 years old to 35 years of age. With 10% of patients showing early onset immunocompromised I'll do it soon syndrome.
Have you emailed that contact yet? Shouldn't you do that soon?
Yeah, true. But, I wanna go quickly to the bar, but I'm gonna do it soon, just one quick drink, one quick one, I promise.
One of Montreal's most revered doctors, Dr. Scilacci, used tactical programs in which he have identified the itis, or acute I'll start on Monday disease.
Boy, how are you going with the cigarettes? You stopped yet on or? You always talking about it, but have you stopped, or what?
Yes, Auntie, I'll start on Monday.
Here is how you can detect and self-diagnose someone suffering with these symptoms, or just avoid them.
Just take 10 seconds of courage and ask them, mate, you don't seem yourself. You seem distracted when you're working. You're not coming into work and you were so punchful. You're looking a bit disheveled and you normally took great pride in what you did. Or mate, my gut's telling me you're struggling with stuff.
Oh God.
10 seconds of courage is all it takes. Just to put it out there to people that you picked up things alright.
Crap.
Now, they may tell you to piss off, but at least you've told them that you notice. And in my experience, often they'll come back around later in the day and say, look, I'm sorry I was short with you. Yeah, I am struggling with a few things. And that's the doorway in.
No actual diagnosis, doctors, or situations mentioned are factual, except the skinny legs part. But if you do actually need help, shame, I can't help you. This fake medical report is just for fun, so calm down and mental health is serious, child. Trust me, baby, I know.
Do you ever sit there and wonder, damn, I've done everything. Okay, but not in the most positive way. But like the way that's like, I've never made a damn decision about nothing that I've pretty much done everything because I just didn't know what the hell I want to do. That part. Would you say that you have decision paralysis? Would you say you are like a extreme pessimist, or you just suffer with so much doubt? If you think about this scenario, see if this is you. Imagine if your parents were offering to pitch in and buy you your first car or your first home, but you couldn't freaking pick the car, you couldn't freaking pick the damn house. So, you just end up going without. You end up finding yourself still standing at that bus stop, waiting at 8 a.m. in the morning, in the damn cold, or you're still living up in that rat-infested basement, cockroaches and all. Oh, my life real quick. But honestly, many of us like have these situations where we feel that we can't grow, and we just don't know how to motivate ourselves, whether it's like going to the gym or like starting a new course, a subject at uni, spending time studying, a career path, learning a language, relationships, taking up new hobbies, and there's just so much. Like sometimes you just feel so unmotivated in anything, and the feeling is just so strong that it's just like, it's not even like a panic attack. It just feels so severe, like it's such a severe feeling, or such a strong feeling rather, that like you feel that it's just you. You just say, oh my God, like this is just me, like this is just how I am. But like, I've just done like some research because I you know, I just find it very interesting, just in the time that we are going through, like in 2020, I think it's given a lot of opportunity for people to really, like, you know, look back at things that they've done in their past, or even like a look at their present and be like, whoa, there's some things that I need to change, or some things I need to develop. So apparently, according to BrandMinds, analysis paralysis describes a situation in which an opportunity cost of decision analysis exceeds the benefits that could be gained by enacting some decision. So basically, yeah, if you overanalyze, if you're overwhelmed by a choice, you probably tend to be unable to make a decision. So basically, that's what like analysis paralysis is. But cost opportunity is what I'll talk about in the next one, because it might be a bit confusing. I just learned this myself. But opportunity cost means that when you're taking advantage of one opportunity, it means foregoing another opportunity. I read on GretchenRubin.com that law students at Yale say that the curse of Yale Law School is to try and die with your options open. So it means that at some point you have to pursue one option, which then forecloses another. So like, I know you're probably thinking, okay, well, I don't even have option one that I'm even working on to even consider letting go of option two. Okay, well, my child, look, I know you're in a bit of a debacle, okay? So calm down. Sis, calm all the way down, okay? Would you consider yourself feeling overwhelmed by choice? So it's like a choice overload. Maybe you just suffer with like choice anxiety. I mean, look, some people have an urge to keep options open before making a decision that ultimately just like become like bordering on obsessive. Like, we live in a time and place where we're bombarded with infinite choice more than ever in history, from like intrusive ads, self-loving love mongers that post senseless, heavily filtered posts on Instagram don't make it any better. Like, I'm not saying that, like, you know, everybody else is at fault. Look, for me, look, I'm just as guilty. I have been there, done that, done so many different things, you know. It's like I've self-trained myself in doing the wrong thing, that one would believe like it's an attribute to even like place on my resume, that like I'm like the world's best choice overlord. Honestly, trust me, like, I have had countless different jobs in different industries. I've studied so many different things. Like, I mean, most of the time it's been in media, but I mean, you know, studying web design, community development, and entertainment business management, screen and media, like, my short courses, I've done so many different short courses. I've bought houses, sold houses, lived here, lived there, dated this one, dated that one, been around the world, and hey, I can make my decision. I don't know when, I don't know why. Honestly, it's like a trait of continually feeding into a toxic pattern of being spoiled. And then you start feeling overwhelmed with choice, and then that festers self-doubt. I think the most like important part about it is the thought of what others are doing. So like, you're sitting there thinking, oh, I wonder what they're up to. Oh, what do they do? Oh, I should be better than that. Or I should be better. Where are we coming up with such standards to compare ourselves? And I feel like one outlet for that is definitely Instagram. Baby, sis, that's a toxic place, for real. If you let that thing get to you, oh, like, even if we're making a post or something like that, like, you have that like gratification of like, you know, waiting to receive, like, you know, positive feedback, you know? I'm just saying. So, like, this is like an actual thing, right, where like the situations that, you know, people go through, or we've all gone through. There was like a study that was actually taken at California Institute of Technology in Pasadena, and they had volunteers make a selection of pictures. So the volunteers were asked to decide on having the selection of images printed on a coffee mug. So they were shown 6, 12, or 24 pictures in total. Oh, sorry, and 24 pictures in total. But the study showed that the volunteers' brain activity was at its highest when the volunteers had 12 options to pick from rather than 6 or 24. So, like, they probably thought, like, 6 was too little and 24 was too much. So they just went with, like, a happy little 12. So it's kind of interesting when you think about how, you know, that simple study can, you know, really trigger such, like, indecisiveness. So it's really about, like, simplifying everything down. I believe it's really daunting to find, like, you know, ways to try and, like, simplify your own needs, wants, and, like, your ambitions. Like, there's just so much that you want to cover and you feel like there's such a little time. Well, like, apparently there's, like, a voluntary simplicity approach that you could really, really get into. You totally reject the high consumption materialistic lifestyles of consumer cultures and, you know, affirm what is often just called, like, a, I don't know, the simple life or something like that. Or you could just be like, I ain't about it, and I'm gonna mind my own business and not worry what others are doing. Oh, or you could just plain and simply take rest in understanding that the culture of abundance robs us of satisfaction. I didn't just make that up. I actually just saw that on the cover of a book called Paradox of Choice, and no, I have not read it yet, but one day I will. Okay, I know that you're gonna message me and you're gonna be like, "Ooh, okay, boy, are you practicing what you're preaching?" And you know what I'll say? "Hey, niece, well, let me just remind you that you tuned in to listen to who? Me, c'est moi, me, Blue." The way you would have thought there was a damn fire engine in the building, let me tell you, because there is fire. They parked the thing in the building because it's fire. Let me tell you, it's about to burn down. Oh, I'm going to make your work day so fun, or whatever the hell you're doing. If you're driving in the car, man, we have had some listeners from NYC. We've had listeners in London, listeners in Johannesburg, listeners in Perth, Sydney. Hey! You're right here with Prince Rara on CJLO 1690 AM. Know the culture, get with the program.
That's no comment, I've been the station. Gang can't sleep when I'm violation. Swear I'ma spend all my savings. Switch off my iPhone, back to basics. No, we ain't watching faces. Violate us, man, are catching cases. I was on the high road, armed and dangerous. Stepping in some runaway trainers. No introduction needed. Painting already know what my name is. And this money, I'm trying to. Don't make me spend all my savings. Do it for the cause. Go play the field, get fluent with a ball. Life is tough and you ain't with a law. Seven jobs, no, you ain't been a tour. You ain't never been on license, best though, trying to put a bird through your door. Yo, go there, deal with a rap, we'll do it with a force. To the strap, I can do it in a wave, we'll do it with a strap. I just stop with the sign and shine, and I ain't even do it with my balls. I can rock this club like the pebbles, we'll do it in a loop. The thing I do, do the gang, them doing on the road. But then they know it's the usual. Got me a skip in the soldier. Rest or not for the cost, sign this must. Lord knows that was confusing. Now there's trust. No dream that don't care if my head back rough. Same way all of them.
basics. If I get stopped, it's back to basic. Man be lost, I'm a whaps and laces. Ting said, good know she can't be basic. Men's ask questions, I get evasive. That's no comment, she can't be station. Can't ask questions, I'm out of elation. That's where I'ma spend all my savings.
Switch off my iPhone, back to basics. No, we ain't watching faces. Violate us, man, I'm catching cases. I was in the Arden. Stepping in some runaway trainers. No introduction needed. Need painting, already know what my name is. And this year's on the money I'm chasing. Stories. I ain't got a lie in my raps. I was beside the business with a nine on my lap. Gotta look straight forward, try to relax. If I get caught this time, it's a wrap. And I still get flashbacks to the cold nights in the trap. A man slept on the floor, no heater. Talking on where I put it, where I was an eater. On a first name basis with the shopkeeper. And he already knows what I came for. Drink film and a Ribena. Big smoke on the feature. I come a long way from drawers in the pouch. 13 scores in my mouth on the same line, trying to get all of it out.
Prince Mara.
Oh, what's up?
Yes, Buddha, once again.
It's me.
And you better have your man. Cause look, I don't want him or need him. But if that nigga thirsty, this pussy, I'll feed him.
Yeah.
I said feed him cause I'll leave him satisfied. Like he had a home cooked meal, you bitches, nuggets and fries. But since he thirsty, should've worked too. These juices stay running like a sick nigga knows you. But some of my niggas is slime. They'll wipe that for you. You wrong me a few times. They'll write that right. Once they hit you, we won't have no more issues. But your family might go ahead and order some more tissues. Look, yeah, it's a sad day, a nigga try me. Bad bitch, so you know I always fly free. Hood, so if I like it, I'ma cop three. I'ma get one to my mama, keep that a two for me. Swag coming through my veins like an IV. Every nigga say hello, something like the Isleys. Miss Smokers let a comment on how low my eyes be. Hit my wood once, you would think it's late, but I ain't lying. I've been smoking on rap with me for a minute now. I'm way past that. You can call this shit sinning now. Don't try me. You don't like the shots I'm sending now. Life for onomatopoeia. All you, they look down for a second and I flew right past them like a shooting star, bitch. Star Trek is who we are, bitch. And wipe your dirty fans off when you step inside my car, bitch. And know your friend can't come to her fit is garbage and her breath is too. She should invest in a stylist and some breakfast too. But fuck your goofy ass friend. Bitch, I'm back to you. How you been with her all day and failed to tell that bitch the truth? So you know what I did next. Push that snake out the pasture soon as I turn left. Can't have no fakes around me. Can't have no snakes around me. Only trying to get bit by my nigga. And I put that on me. Yeah, I like it kinky. Pussy never stinky. He say he love the way it smell. By how he eat it, I can tell. But the minute he fuck up, I gotta tell that nigga the bell. Cause look, Gucci taught me well. The bus system works.
Écoutez CJLO 1690 FM à Montréal.
You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
She make it clap, yeah, yeah. Twerk it,
I make it clap,
yeah.
Just like you like it.
She make it clap, yeah, yeah. Twerk it, drop it, yeah.
Like a domino, you the big six. I'm supposed to depend on you. She look at you and see a bank, but in your mind, she your boo.
Hey,
she ain't never gonna let you stick, boy. She don't want your glue. Your dumb ass still ain't figured her out. Call DJ Clue. You ate her spaghetti with the red sauce. That's voodoo. Got you like Smokey, butt naked outside in the chicken coop. You butt naked and she got your pants and your wallet spending all your loot.
You run.
Plenty of fish in the face, but they got you all confused. I know it's good, these are in you on her. All you wanna do is smash. You fell in love in 2 weeks and you gave it everything you had. I know I'm playing around with the subject, it's actually kinda
it's so
sad.
Good.
Nobody knows real love no more, all they know is day to day ass. Ain't no limit to the filters, bro, yeah, that's a real no cap. You thought she was honey, but you met her in person and it was street sad. You already spent 20 on her and she didn't even sit in your lap. Or you can't see her no more, look like your subscription.
Yeah, twerk it,
I make it clap,
yeah,
just like you like it.
Pop it, she clap, yeah, yeah, twerk it, drop it, yeah, yeah, pop it, swing it. Ain't no love when you trickin', dog, get about your feelings. She rhyming, you get it, she rhyming, rhyming. Nigga, you ain't pimpin' when you doin' all that spinning. She rhyming, you get it, she rhyming, you get it. Some of these girls think it's weakness when you show them you a gentleman. And some of these niggas look at females as a wet hoe to pull to stick. Make sure the one you wanna be with has potential to be your friend.
Ain't no use of spending all that money getting time and you're not going back on. And online you go through profiles so quick the process repeat again. Impatient. Taking trips out of town with a stranger. Dadgummit, there go half your ring. Pippin chat with you, no
Tara.
Too short or Pippin King.
Nope.
Black skin pimp so long numb to him like there go another ship. Waiting for somebody to come save us like where the hell is some other shit. Time to take back what's my poo-poo gorilla war from Atlantic Clear. Pay for dinner in America, but you gon' have to leave a damn deal. The struggle been happening so long, people looking for the apocalypse. Like a newborn baby when they grab your
hand, homeboy, you let it grip.
It's time to figure out sometime, but you can't. You are listening to like CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
Thank you.
Lord.
No, it is, no,
yes, Lord.
See me, I go through underground garages, presidential suite on the posit, elevator up to the room, shower up and then we hit the club, touchdown, gotta see what's up, area
code. Vous écoutez CJLO 1690 AM à Montréal.
You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
Remember when you let me in between? That was 2017. All good, shut the look around. Find one to see my type. Damn, my dog, he know what I like. He done found me plenty in my life. The problem is, I meet a girl tonight. Then I go and treat her too nice. Gallery of credit card swipes. I don't even know if she a wife. But I do know one thing, though. Women, they come, they go. Saturday through Sunday, Monday. Monday through Sunday, yo. Maybe I'll love you one day. Maybe we'll someday grow. Till then, I'll sit my drunk ass on that runway. On this one way.
Baby, won't you be mine?